Welcome to Mastermind with Maggie. Maggie Chula is a psychic channel for the Akashic Master Teachers. Together, they are experts on spiritual healing and helping you connect to your source of light, your soul. Join in a mastermind. Resolve your problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps that empower you to create your life in partnership with your soul wisdom. Problems can be on any subject: health and well-being, relationships, spiritual, emotional, or your connection to your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy. Join in the discussion. Mastermind solutions to problems. Create goals and action steps. Then move forward to a life full of possibilities. We invite you to come with your problems and leave with a plan.
They really serve a very purposeful role in our life. And if you, so if you think of it that way, you take the time to understand the relationship and the nature of the relationship, then it can, it can very much help.
So, I know that you, so why don't you help us all? I know, but what are the things that you do? Because I know you're a hypnotherapist and a psychic medium. Is there other talents?
Well, like you said, I do readings. I do a lot of readings, psychic readings, mediumship. I do energy healing, a lot of energy healing work. Actually, in fact, recently I've been getting more people coming to me for energy healing. So I do a lot of energy healing work. I practice two modalities, Reiki and also integrated energy therapy, and just following really the guidance of my own counsel too, in sessions as well. But those are the two modalities that I was trained in. And then I'm also a hypnotherapist. And as you mentioned earlier, I co-host the show Inspired Living with Mark and Kim.
Yes, so you sound very busy. And you're a mother?
I am very busy. And I'm a mother, yes. And she keeps me busy, too. She helps me a lot on my path, too.
Right. So
my daughter.
Yeah, and your daughter is young, so she's living at home with you.
She's living at home with me, yep. So it's about balance.
Right.
Balance and balance and love and more love.
Yes. Well, that's nice. Well, isn't it interesting how it is the things that don't work out the way we think they will that do seem to get us started looking for deeper meaning in life. So you're saying you had a relationship with your ex and you thought this was going to be it, right?
Yes, I sure did.
But now
did.
I know you're happily married.
Yes. That was back in my 20s.
Yeah.
I had no idea that my life was going to unfold this way, so that, you know, to the point where I'm doing this work full time now. But when we were talking about earlier, connecting the dots.
Yes.
Because everything that happens in our life is very meaningful and purposeful. But if we're not paying attention and we don't have that awareness, then that meaning can kind of slip through the cracks and we just chalk it up to, oh, this just the way things turned out. But I mean, you know, it's things happen, I believe, for a reason, and people come into our lives to play very purposeful roles in how they help us get to where it is we are today.
Yes.
And situations play out and unfold in the same way. And if you are mindful and aware of the things that are happening around you, then life has a lot of meaning. And you can make sense of things. And you see yourself, you know, if you understand the spiritual nature behind the things that are happening around you, then it's very empowering. I think it's empowering because you don't see yourself as a victim of life. Rather, you see yourself as an empowered creator in your life, an active participant in life.
That's,
I think that's
very important.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's why it's important to have that deeper level of understanding behind why people have done things that they've done to you in your life, or why you've had certain experiences come up,
yes.
Why there may have been challenges that have played out the way they did.
Yes, and how?
And
the other
yeah.
thing you said is, and you can stop being a victim and start taking
yes.
active ownership over the things that are happening
yes.
in your life.
Yes.
So I know that's a
yes.
passion that we both have, and I would love to talk about that further, but as you know, we have our regular scheduled breaks.
We do.
yes. So I know we're about to go into one, but I just want to remind people that when we come back, we're going to start to talk about some simple steps that Kim shares with her clients that are going to help you too, to start to understand the spiritual aspects of some of the things that are happening in your life. So thank you for being here, Kim, and I'm really looking forward to talking more
thank
with you,
for having
on this
me.
Subject. Okay.
Me too.
Talk soon.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Are you stuck? Have you tried over and over to stop an addiction, let go of self-sabotage? Do you have anxiety attacks or anger issues? Do you want to stop, let go, breathe? I can help. I have a 9-step spiritual healing path program that will lead you towards attaining balance and well-being in your life, body, and mind. Contact me. Go to MaggieChula.com and learn more. I'm here when you are ready.
We are live outside the home of Joe and Rosie Goddard, where a pretty big tickle fight broke out just minutes ago. Sources say their father instigated the laughter. Let's go inside for a comment. Apparently, they have no comment. Dads, let this be a reminder that it only takes a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
So welcome back. Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And today we're talking with Kimberly Thalkin, and talking about understanding the spiritual aspects of life lessons. And Kim, can I just ask you, how do you pronounce your last name?
Oh, it's Salkin.
Salkin.
Okay. I know people get confused with that, but it's Salkin.
Okay. I just, you know, when I learn something, it's, I just want it to be right. So, and,
yes.
So we were talking about some of the spiritual lessons of, well, like in your early 20s, being with a person and it wasn't your love of your life, right?
Well, I thought he was, but I thought he was, but right, it turned out that that's not what we were meant to experience together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and well, so many of us do go through that, you know, mm-hmm. being with somebody and having yourself really be heartbroken because it wasn't what you thought it was going to be. Can you help me with what were some of the steps that started you on your path? You said you went and you worked with somebody to understand what was going on.
Yeah, I worked with somebody. She was an actual, she's a psychic medium too. She specialized in angelic communication. And I needed to hear from my angels what was happening, why did things end the way they did? And so it was through that understanding that motivated me for understanding in other parts of my life too, as different events came up or relationships came into play. And while heartache and heartbreak, you know, in romance can be very difficult, we can experience that in all kinds of relationships with our parents, mm-hmm. family members, friends, colleagues, and if we understand the nature behind the relationship and where that person is on their path, what it is they're learning in life, and what it is you yourself are learning in life, then mm-hmm. it helps bring in greater meaning to why you might be experiencing what it is you are, and it helps you not to take things personally.
Right. And to see them also as a teacher. You're a teacher to them, right? Because they're learning something from it too. Yeah.
Both parties are learning something from it. And when you understand what that is, then it feels so much better. I'm just speaking from my own experience, it helps bring in greater peace because then you understand that and you can see beyond the physical aspect of that person. You can have an appreciation for them at the soul level. You can see them as a soul.
Right.
That's trying to do the best that they can in their own life. And that they had agreed to help you learn what it is you needed to learn and vice versa. So you don't take things so personally and you can see beyond maybe the hurt or the emotional pain or the betrayal or whatever it is that took place.
Right. Yeah. So one of the things then that you do also is you are able to tune into angels and angelic beings. So do you help your clients that way by helping them see it from the soul's perspective through the angelic encounters?
Yeah, I mean, I talk to a lot of different beings, I guess, in a session. So it would be the person's guidance. I would receive messages from the angelic realm. I'll also speak directly to the soul. And I find mm-hmm. that's a very critical element in the sessions that I have, is understanding what that person's soul has to say. How does that person's soul feel about the situation? And I know, Maggie, that that's a lot of the work that you do, too, is connecting individuals to themselves. And it's so very important to be connected to yourself, to you.
Yeah.
And sometimes what you'll – oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, no. I was going to say, did you always have a feeling of being a soul? I mean, or was that a new concept for you? You know, that this life was one of, you know, many, sort of, if you will.
I don't think I thought of it that way initially.
Okay.
I think my the way I understood life was more in a traditional kind of, from, you know, maybe a religious perspective. I've never been religious, but maybe just what I've learned in church or, you know, things like that. Is only till I started on my own spiritual path that I started to understand things for myself in a different way by what I'd learned in meditation and what my own guidance taught me, and also what I learned in the sessions that I have with my clients. I learn a lot in every session that I have with my client, with each client, because everybody is learning different things and everybody's on a different path. And so based on the guidance that comes through from them, that's for them, that's unique and specific to them and what they're learning and where they are in their path, I learn from that too. So yeah, of course, my perspective has broadened over the years through my own work.
Yeah, and one thing that I've noticed is when I work with people, I seem to work in almost groups. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'll be working with a group of people who are dealing with anxiety. And then after a couple of months, it kind of shifts to something else. Do you find that in your work, or do you work with a lot of different people all the time?
I work with different people all the time, but sometimes I will notice certain themes. And I'll give an example of a theme that I seem to be working with currently. And that is in the clients that have come to me, particularly for energy healing recently. And it's been men, surprisingly enough. Not that men don't support this work, but typically women seem to be a larger percentage of my client base.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been getting more men in that have been wanting energy healing because they are going through very stressful times in their lives. Finances seem to be a big part of it. The need to keep up with the Joneses, another. Being a part of the constant rat race. Always feeling like they need to achieve more, earn more, do more. That seems to be the an underlying theme here too. As it relates to why they're experiencing stress. And, you know, those kinds of things might be more prevalent in larger cities, too, where you might find more of that kind of thing. But the notion of needing to keep on one's own path has been an important part of the guidance that has come through, particularly for the clients that have been experiencing this type of stress. So staying on one's own path and not comparing yourself to other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that seems to be almost hard to do these days, isn't it? With do you recommend let me just ask you, what would you do for somebody that's having an issue like I'm concerned about my place in the world? Is that something that you, is that a energy healing, or would you consider that, do you do more than one thing in a session, I would say? That's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
because I know
more
I work on energy healing, but right. It gets a little tricky, don't you think, now with the way things are working, because things are so intertwined. So I know that you did study like hypnotherapy and mind control. So even when you're doing energy work, do you do that in a way that you also help people talk through things, or is that you know, channeling the energy and holding that space for them? What would that be,
Maggie,
like?
All of the above. You know, somebody comes to me for energy healing. They come to me for that, but it also involves a lot of spiritual guidance as well, because we'll talk about the parts of their life that need healing and why. And we'll also talk about important guidance or messages that comes through for them as well. But I also talk to the person's soul a lot while I'm doing healing. So, and I might reaffirm certain things to that person's soul based on what it is they might need. So whether it's, you know, you are safe and loved, that might be something that I affirm. You are safe and loved. It just telepathically now. I'm not vocalizing this, but I'm talking to the person's soul telepathically.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's I think an interesting point too, because when you start to work with you're not starting to work, but when you work with energy, you have to be very clear, I think, also in your connection with the client, and then afterwards, you know, sort of the disconnect. Do you help them know, like, in the next couple of days you should drink more water or anything, any other, like, going forward?
Yeah, you mean in terms of how they adjust to the healing, like resting and
paying
attention?
Yeah, sure.
There are just some basic things that, you know, I'll talk to them about, pay attention to how they're feeling. If they feel like they need to rest, then honor that. If emotions come up, and they might, that's okay to honor that. If you've got questions, you can always, you know, I usually follow up with my clients after an energy healing, though, too, just to see how they're doing, how things are integrating, things like that.
Oh, that sounds...
Well,
we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
Hello, my name is Maggie Chula, and I'm here to help you as you awaken to the sacred truth, you are a soul. You can communicate with that part of your being, and you already do. Are you ready to learn how to enhance this connection and create your life in partnership with your sacred soul wisdom? I can help you. I will teach you, and I guarantee results. Join me. Channel your light with the world. Go to MaggieChula.com to learn more.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I was very independent. I fell, and I had to have Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
So welcome back. Welcome back to Mastermind with Maggie. And today we're talking to Kimberly Thalkin about understanding the spiritual aspects of life lessons. Now, I know, Kim, I've got you talking about all kinds of things, but you have such a varied career path. And I think sometimes that's very important for our clients and our customers to know that we weren't just born into these roles we're both playing. We really studied and have life lessons of our own that have helped us become who we are. So I did want to give you a chance to help people get to know you on a personal level. And what I was going to ask you is about these, about the, you know, going back to the life lessons, if you, when you've been doing this work for yourself, have there been tricks or techniques that you've used to help you maybe ground those lessons so you wouldn't have to repeat them? You know what I mean? Like being in a relationship with somebody that's not for your highest and best. Is there some way that you could share with people how could they not only understand the lesson, but really embrace it, if you will, bring it into their life?
Yeah, well, you know, for me, Maggie, this last summer was a pretty life-changing experience for me. And, boy, I was really living in a time of uncertainty, and things were unfolding in my life that I would have never anticipated. And, well, I was really put to the test about in terms of understanding things and in terms of staying connected to my soul and my guidance, and in terms of understanding who I am. This was a big lesson for myself in learning about me. And in fact, you know, we had somebody on our, not to go off path here, but we had somebody on our show not that long ago, Chandra Spardrosh, I think is how you pronounce his name. It's an Indian name. And he's a spiritual thought leader out there. And he encouraged sitting in meditation with the intention of asking the question, who am I? Who am I? Boy, that if that's not a powerful experience, I don't know what is. Because when you go through life challenges, you are left asking that question, who am I? Who am I in all of this? Who am I? Yeah. And it's and it, wow, what a powerful thing, a way to learn about yourself. That's all I can say. It's a very powerful experience. There's nothing else like it. But that's the importance behind, you know, challenges that come up or situations, relationships, things like that. They help us understand who it is we are in all of it. And so and I also learned that. What's that?
I'm sorry. No, go on. I'm sorry.
And it's also during these darkest of times that, yeah, you know, you can actually see there's beauty to be had in some of the most darkest times in our lives. There's beauty to be had. There's beauty there. It's not always easy to see, especially when you're in the thick of it.
Yeah.
But if you do things like meditation and prayer and some of the things that we might talk about here, you will be able to see that beauty so that it doesn't feel all bad, because it's not. Nothing's ever all one way or all another. And you'll be able to have an appreciation. You'll get to a place where you can have an appreciation for some of those challenges. And you will be able to see that there actually is beauty in them.
Yes, I agree. So you're saying that one of the things that definitely helped you was to sit in meditation. But in this case, you were focused on that question, who am I? Yes?
Yes. So there's a few things that I would recommend. I mean, prayer and meditation for me are just the foundation for wellness. And I think it's like baking. You know, when you bake, baking is very precise. You got to have the right measurements and the right ingredients. And if you're off one ingredient, that cupcake or pastry is not going to come out right.
Yeah.
So I feel like, for me, prayer and meditation is the right measurement and the right ingredients for wellness and happiness and joy and peace and all those good things that we want in our lives, that we deserve and that are meant for us to experience. But it's got to be a part of, again, this is all my opinion and my experience, from my experiences, but it's got to be a part of your daily lifestyle. It's got to be just like, you know, getting up and brushing your teeth in the morning, taking a shower in the evening, whatever it is you do, that's got to be a part of that. And so prayer, one of the things that, you know, if you're going through a challenging time, one of the things that I like to ask for help in prayer is to help me see what's important for me to see about the situation so that I can move through the experience with the greatest amount of ease.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it that I need to see here? What's important for me to see and to understand so that I can move through this situation with the greatest amount of ease? So, and then also what I do in prayer is I ask for help, in cleansing my thoughts and my emotions, because when we're caught up in difficult times, boy, our thoughts and our emotions follow that. You know, all kinds of things can set in, like fear, worry, concern, all those natural ways of being. And so what you want to do on a daily basis is start with a clean slate. You know, you get up in the morning, you ask for help, you cleanse your thoughts and your emotions, and you start with a clean slate again. The other
absolutely.
Thing, yeah, and, you know, we had another guest on our show who said she doesn't start her day before her feet hit the floor from her bed. She asks her higher self to come through so that she may live her day and her life through her higher self, that highest part of ourselves. And I really love that, and I've kind of adopted that practice on myself, starting my days with that intention of living through my higher self. Because that's that part of us that's connected to all that is. That's that part of us that holds all the truth and the wisdom that it is we need. We have all
absolutely.
That it is we need right within ourselves, not outside of ourselves, but within ourselves. And so another important thing, as I mentioned earlier, is meditation for me. And meditation, you know, sitting with the intention of connecting to our own soul and staying close to who it is we really are, our true authentic selves underneath all the layers of everything, staying close to our true selves.
Yeah.
So those two aspects are really important parts of my daily routine. And, you know, I'd also say awareness, to be aware, pay attention to what's happening around you and within you. And, awareness is the key to everything, because it's through awareness that we can create change where change is needed. So it's a very, very important element of well-being too, because we want to be aware of the aspects of ourselves or circumstances that aren't bringing us happiness or peace, and we want to be able to create change for ourselves where change is needed, and it's only through awareness that you can do that. Just always staying close to how it is you feel.
Right.
That's what I tell my clients too. Be very aware, stay close to how it is you feel. So allow mm-hmm. life to unfold, and then evaluate, well, how is it that I feel about this?
Right,
how
but
do
be
I
honest,
feel here?
Right?
Yeah.
To be
yeah.
honest, to see it, to feel it, but to not let it overwhelm you. What I like about what you're sharing is that these are all things people do have control over. They do have control over choosing to meditate, choosing to look for that silver lining in what's happening in their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And the other thing is all of these things support each other. So it's like when you said be aware, but don't let it overwhelm you. Well, that's where the meditation comes in, because meditation will always help restore peace. So, and remind you of, you know, well-being, bring you back to a place of well-being. And it'll allow you to get to a place where you can actually be receptive to allowing peace into your life, no matter what's happening around you. So all of these things, awareness, meditation, prayer, they all support each other in support of your well-being.
Absolutely. Very well said. Yes. And thank you, too, for sharing with people that even though you do this work and you've studied and you help other people, that we're human and you have human experiences, that sometimes you have to take a step back and say, okay, what's going on here in my life right now? How do I feel about that? So I do like to share with people that this is something that we not only teach, but we or share with others, but most of us do this. We do this and we share this because it works, because it's worked for us. So I think that that's very valuable to show your vulnerability. And I want to thank you so much for that. Yeah. Yep. Now, as you know, we're going to just about go into our final segment here. So I know you've got a lot of things that you've shared with us. But keep in mind, we're towards the end, so when we come back, maybe you can summarize some of the things that you do that you can help with others, and I hope you all come on back. We're talking about understanding the spiritual aspects of life lessons with Kimberly.
Mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches and healers, a soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Hi, this is Maggie Chula. I am a psychic medium, medical intuitive, channel and teacher for the master teachers of the Akasha. My work involves all levels and layers of healing the body, emotions, mind, and spirit. I am able to connect to your divine counsel and offer guidance and clarity from your soul's perspective. To learn more about me, please go to my website, maggiechula.com.
It's me, your heart. High blood pressure is serious, and if you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away, you're wrong. I can quit whenever I want, but I like my job. Just treat me better. Maybe we can do some exercise on occasion? After all, we're in this together.
Don't let your heart quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
music means we're heading into our final section of the show today, which was with Kimberly Thelen, and we are understanding the spiritual aspects of life lessons. And I just want to say before we, I just want to make sure that I say that both Kim and I, you can find us on Best American Psychics. They are a wonderful group that actually does verify our gifts, and they also look to make sure that we're ethical and we don't have anything in our background that would lead them to feel uneasy or you to feel uneasy coming to us for a guidance of a psychic or spiritual nature. So, Kim, really, I love the fact that you have shared so much of who you are with us, because I know that I wanted to once again share with people, they can find you on the Om Times Radio show, Inspired Living with Mark and Kim, and that's on here on Wednesday morning, or Wednesday afternoon,
That's correct. Every Wednesday, you can also find me at lovefirst.info. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so you were saying that some of the things that you use, meditation, prayer, mindfulness, that those are ways that can also help you understand some of the life lessons you're going through. Would you say that that you have a favorite, or are they all joined together?
They kind of all join together.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, the one thing that I do a lot of, and I find myself doing more and more of, is automatic writing. So just as I'm sitting in meditation,
Good.
Sorry?
Good for you. Yeah.
Yeah, I find I've been doing just more and more automatic writing, whether it's, you know, channeled messages from angels or other beings or even from my own soul. I just find that I do, I'm doing more and more of that. So, but prayer, meditation, awareness, all these things are, you know, and all are play an important part of kind of what my practice is. And like you were saying before, Maggie, we are souls here learning our own lessons in life. Just even though we do this work, we still have things each one of us are working through too. And, you know, in order to be able to support other people when they need us, we have to have our own practices that keep us in a place of wellness too. And sometimes I need to be reminded of this stuff. You know, it's like I teach it and I do it, but then when it comes to myself, sometimes I need to be reminded of it. I'll give a funny example. It's kind of like it made me think, oh my gosh, I can't believe I had to be told that. But I was working with a mentor. Her name is Mavis Patilla, with a mediumship. She's a very well-known medium. She's a wonderful, wonderful spiritual teacher. And she said, well, Kim, are you doing demonstrations or one-on-one sittings? I said, well, I'm doing one-on-one sittings now. I've never really done demonstrations before. And then I turned to her and I asked her, I said, well, do you see me doing demonstrations, Mavis? Because she's obviously psychic too. And I wanted the easy answer. I wanted my teacher to be able to tell me what it is she saw for me. And she said, well, you need to sit in meditation and ask your soul what it is your soul wants to do. And it's like, you know, bumping yourself on the side of the head at that. Now, of course, that is the silliest thing ever. I can't believe I didn't think of that myself. So sometimes we need to be reminded of this too. And sure enough, when I sat down and I asked my soul in meditation what it is it wanted to do, I got an earful. I got an earful, you know, and I just thought, isn't that funny? You know, I forgot to do that for me.
Yeah, and I know sometimes it feels like it just, when we're working with it all the time, there are certain steps that we forget. And that's why I do share with people that I have a morning ritual that I use that that I use to connect up to, and I use it, and it helps me feel safe and empowered as I go into my day. But it really is something you have to do every day. No matter who you are and no matter what it is you're doing in the world, it helps you if you connect some way to yourself and to your sense of who you are. Not everyone calls it a soul, but, you know, you and I are very comfortable with those words. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Is there anything that you're doing this next month or anything you'd like to share with people about how they can find you or any offerings you have that you'd like to share with us?
Well, actually, there is something I'm doing this next month. It's a big thing. I'm moving across the country.
Oh, yeah.
So that is pretty much
that's a big thing.
Time. Yes, moving a family across the country. So Love First is going to be expanding to the East Coast. I'll be bi-coastal. I'll still have my office here in Los Angeles.
Oh, wow.
But I will be spending most of my time in Richmond, Virginia. So if you're out in Richmond, I'd love to meet you. I'd love to hear from you. Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to working with people out there on the East Coast and
well,
meeting
you people. Congratulations on the expansion.
Thank you so much.
And the moving with it. Very good. Very good. Bi-coastal. I like that.
Yes, bi-coastal. We're going the East Coast. But one of the things that I'm really looking forward to doing next year would be teaching. I'm not sure what yet, but there's something to be taught. So, check my website for upcoming events and stuff that I'll be looking forward to doing. I have an events page on my site, loveforce.info. But
okay.
Aside from that, just, yeah.
Yeah. Well, before we go, I would like to share with people that now on Wednesdays at 10:30 Eastern, I am doing live streaming on Om Times webinars. We've had a little bit of missteps the last couple of weeks, but this week I'm pretty sure we're going to have everything together. And it's called Wednesday's Wisdom. And I'm asking people to join me, ask questions. I really want to talk about health and healing. I'm very interested in helping people heal down to the cellular level. I know we can do this. So our topic is going to be about Project Life and how you're an important project for your soul. So I hope you will join me. And I am doing classes. I'm teaching on channeling source to soothe your soul. So that is a class that I'm doing to helping people learn what channeling is and how to do it for themselves. But then also, at the end of each, it's on at 7 p.m. Eastern my next one will be December 7th on Wednesday. And on that, the last portion of it will be a channeled vibrational healing. There's always a master teacher that will come through. And you can come and join me and let me know who you would like to even hear from. Because when I asked my soul or when I asked my Council of Light, they told me that's what I do. I can help people know about them, each individual, who they're tuning into. So you can come and join me on that on Wednesdays. And Kim, I'm just so excited for you to hear about all the wonderful things that are going on in your life. And thank you for coming on and really sharing you, the person, not just the psychic and the healer and all the beautiful things you do. So,
thank you so much, Maggie. And I just want to give a shout out to you, to all the listeners out there. Maggie is an excellent teacher. And if you want to improve or learn channeling, Maggie's a wonderful teacher for that. I've worked with Maggie and she's been a wonderful mentor for me too.
Thank you. Thank you. And so as we go through this next week, I hope that you all take away from this that it's very important, both Kim and I are sharing, it's important for you and your health and well-being to start to take some ownership of what's going on in your life. Meditating can be as easy as just sitting in silence and breathing in the light. You don't have to worry about can you or have you ever done that before. It's really just taking the time to quiet your mind and to start to listen. Start to listen to what your own thoughts, your higher wisdom is sharing with you. As Kim said, it is your higher wisdom. So I hope that you will do that. And once again, I just want to share that Kimberly is also a member of the Best American Psychics. She is a hypnotherapist, has all kinds of wonderful things that she does. And look at this, she's going to be bi-coastal. So pretty exciting times.
It is.
I sense that 2017 is going to be a really big year for you. Really big.
Oh, thank you, so Maggie. I've read new things.
Yeah, so thank you all for listening. Thank you, Kim, for being here, and I hope
to
see you again next time. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.